Grant applications are due Friday, March 15th to Duquesne University's Center for Environmental Research and Education, which will monitor the lower Allegheny River. CERE's director, Professor John Stoltz, says after dramatic gains in river water quality for many years, problems arose in 2009 because water treatment plants could only dilute, not remove, Marcellus Shale drilling fluids. A voluntary ban on using such plants led to decreased bromide levels in the Monongahela.
There's still issues on the Allegheny, which apparently has more brine treatment facilities. These are operations that are permitted to take the wastewater from mining and drilling activities.
Stoltz says bromides react with residual organics and chlorine to produce substances people should not be drinking. Charlie Song, WESA News.